Well, hello guys. You know, we've known each other long enough now for me to be a little bit more personal about my family. But it's a little bit embarrassing for me, really. Now, most of us guys know that mostly all femones are control freaks. They're bossy. They think they know everything about everything, and actually they don't know much about anything, especially reality. And you know the saying, happy wife, happy life. I wonder who made that saying up. And we all know the saying, hen-pecked husband. Unfortunately, there's quite a few in my family. Now, I have a very close relation of mine that got married when they were very young. And they're still married. That's a very long time. But the person who's obviously a male is just really now an extension of his wife. Nearly everything he does, he clears with his wife first. And I'm not sure, but I believe maybe she actually chooses what clothes he's going to wear that day. And talking to him is almost like talking to his wife. There's another member of the family, also a male, who was kind of Jack the Lad when he was young. And then he met this femon, of course. They got married. Been married for many, many years. But we don't see too much of him and his wife anymore. Because she's kind of isolated him, you know. Removed all his friends and replaced him with her friends. And there was another guy, also, who was a hen-pecked husband, as they say. Unfortunately, he died. But his wife still comes to the family dues. And sometimes she'll talk about her husband in slightly an affectionate manner. Which I find quite surprising. Because every family function she went to with him, she did nothing but berate him, embarrass him, make fun of him, and order him around. I myself found him a nice guy, but he was weak. A lot of the family dues now have become, well, feminized. It's kind of amusing to watch when the femon says it's time to go. She's always the one that decides that. And all these husbands jump up and almost stand to attention. And they kind of look at me as if I'm the strange one. Because I don't have a wife. Or a regular girlfriend. Or somebody to boss me round. I kind of feel like a spare prick at a wedding at these family dues now. Of course, there is a couple of young guys in the family now too, married to my nieces. One of them, well, I quite like, but he's awful in touch with his feminine side. Oh, I don't mean physically. But you know, at these family dues, you usually get the men congregate and the femons congregate the other way, and that's the way it goes. He's always standing with the femons. Obviously, he's trying to appease femons. And I'm sorry, I can never trust a guy, 100%, who does that. And you guys out there probably know some guys that have been married a long time and they're no longer the same guy, are they? They've been replaced by a person that looks the same, but has had their will removed, so to speak. Or their willy. They've kind of been neutered, as it were. Well, I've got to be an old guy now, and thank God, I'm almost the same as I used to be. And the little time I got left, I can't see me meeting Mrs. Wonderful. Because they don't really exist, do they? Of course, you talk to femons and they say something like this. I've just domesticated him. No, you haven't. You destroyed him. Anyway, gotta go now. I've met this femon and she wants us to go to the garden center and have a sort of meal and get some plants, you know, make a day of it. And then go back to her place and kind of, I'll put the plants in where she wants them. Not on your life. Take it easy.